USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China retaliating against the U.S. now for shutting down its consulate in Houston. The Chinese government announced it's forcing the U.S. consulate in Chengdu to close its doors. The Trump administration closed the Houston facility because it says China's been using it to spy on the United States. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has declared U.S. engagement with China a dismal failure, saying America's good and noble intentions need to be abandoned.
We open our arms to Chinese citizens only to see the Chinese Communist Party exploit our free and open society.
As a potential Hurricane Gonzalo lurks in the Caribbean, a new tropical storm is brewing just off the southeast U.S. coast. Hanna formed hours ago in the Gulf of Mexico and is threatening Texas. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for much of the Texas coast. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Polls show the race between President Trump and Joe Biden is neck and neck. There are two things you need to know to get armed with the facts. First, start tuning into Newsmax TV. Get the truth about President Trump on America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Everyone's watching Newsmax TV. See great shows with Sean Spicer and Greg Kelly at night. And they have Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and Alan Dershowitz. Newsmax is on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, WOW, and more. Check your cable guide. And the second thing is to get the new bestseller, Blitz, by David Horowitz. Blitz is already a number one bestseller and just hit the New York Times list. Blitz reveals Trump's secret plan to win. Don Jr. and Mike Huckabee urge you to get David Horowitz's Blitz. Blitz is at bookstores. Or get the free offer and save $28. Call 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com. That's Blitz at 800-NEWSMAX. And don't forget to watch Newsmax TV today.
A federal judge in Oregon says federal agents deployed in the city of Portland cannot move against or threaten journalists who are covering protests there. The temporary restraining order was issued late last night. It prohibits federal agents from threatening to arrest, arresting, dispersing, or using force against journalists and legal observers at those protests. Meanwhile, the president is threatening to send federal agents to more U.S. cities that he says are currently plagued by violence. He mentioned Baltimore as one of them. Baltimore's Republican governor, Larry Hogan, says
there's nothing going on in the streets of Baltimore, but there's sometimes very peaceful protests. I don't know what the comment was even about. We've heard no real details about anything happening in Baltimore.
President Trump threatening to veto a defense spending bill passed by the U.S. Senate because he's angry about a provision in the bill that orders name changes at military bases that have been named for Confederate leaders. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Some passengers on an Iranian jetliner were reportedly injured when a U.S. fighter jet flew very close to the plane over Syria last evening. Iranian media reports the pilot changed altitude quickly when the U.S. Air Force F-15 flew within 1,000 meters of the airliner. The plane landed in Beirut soon after. U.S. Central Command says the F-15 was making a visual inspection when the jetliner flew very close to it as it was looking at a garrison in Syria where U.S. forces are based. Charges are pending against a 20-year-old Ohio man after a photo of him appearing to be kneeling on a toddler's neck surfaced on social media. Deputies in Clark County near Dayton say the photo shows Isaiah Jackson with his knee on the neck of a crying 2-year-old while a second person is holding the child's hands behind the child's back. The caption under the photo reads, BLM now. And several highly anticipated films have been pushed back yet again. The live-action remake of Mulan was supposed to be released in theaters in March. It was then pushed back to August 21st. Now Disney's removed the film from the release calendar altogether. The next Star Wars movie will now be released in December 2023. We're available online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.